Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I am Christopher Tyler, and on the other line is Damien Arsenis from pickandroll.com.au. Damo, welcome to the show.
Always good, and look, we've spoken about it before. March Madness, we love it. We've done a separate pod. People should get on it, listen to it, about the men, and of course, there's one for the women out there too. But tonight is all about Aussie hoops, everything bar college.
Exactly. And we do want to mention before we do move on, though, there will be another podcast for both the men's and the women's coming on Monday and Tuesday, respectively, once Selection Sunday happens for the respective divisions. We'll go and break down all the action, break down all the Australians on both the men's and the women's side, and give you a bit of a detail about who to keep an eye out for and what we expect from each of the respective Australians. So make sure you do stay tuned for that. Again, hit up all Pick and Roll social media accounts and our individual social media accounts to stay in tune for that. But we do want to start off talking some NBA, a bit of a sour tone. Andrew Bogut comes to the Cavs, and what was it, a minute into his opening game, he breaks his leg.
It's devastating. Like, what else can happen to Andrew Bogut? You know, he was starring when he was with the Bucks in his second year, career year, gets injured, freak accident, and really has impacted his shooting ever since, some of those injuries. And he's come back, become a defensive stalwart, one of the best defensive centers in the NBA, even reinvented his body, you know, lost all the weight, became more versatile. And now this happens as well. He can't take a trick. And it was quite an innocuous incident as well.
Very innocuous.
Breaking his leg, yeah. But he certainly didn't close out like he would have been taught at juniors, though. He certainly didn't do the right thing in closing out in the three-point line. But seriously, to do an injury like that, that's just... There's no unluckier Australian sportsman going around right now.
Well, that's the thing, because
it's Andrew Bogut.
It's all about luck or lack thereof, because it's not as if it's a recurring injury. It's not as if he has foot injuries or recurring soft tissue injuries or anything like that. He's breaking his arm, breaking his legs, breaking everything left, right and centre. They are strictly bad luck injuries.
They are, and look, throughout all that, the only one consistent thing that he's had, I guess, is his back. He's had back spasms and things like that throughout his career, but apart from that, as you said, his elbow, his arm, his wrist, his leg, and you know, all these different things going on. It's terrible. And you got to feel for the guy. Like,
you do.
Seriously, the amount of talent he came in the NBA as a number one draft pick. Second year was really starting to star and lift, and he was touted as a potential all-star. You know, he was going to be touted as a guy that can do 20 and 10 every week, and then goes down with injuries. And we've really never seen the best of Andrew Bogut, and it's quite unfortunate that he's in that position. And word today is that the Cavs are actually going to waive him too.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? That's sad. But it does mean two things for the basketball world. One is that the Cavs will still win the championship because they at least got an Australian representation on the floor for at least part of the season.
They'll be a ring too if they win.
He bet. Well, I hope so, because it's actually up to the team to decide whether they give him the ring or not. But I'd like to hope that the fact that he chose the Cavs in the first place, even though he barely played, that the playing squad will still allow him to have a ring. I'd hope that that would be the case, which means that they will win, because as we know from history, the last 3 years, if you want to win an NBA championship, you have to have Australian representation. So they've got that. That's
right.
Locked away. So they're going to win. Lock that down. The second one is that it means that I'm going to be a little bit biased here. He should have chosen the Celtics. This wouldn't have happened if he went to the Celtics. So that's a bit of karma for him.
Well, you reckon the luck of the Irish would have paid off?
100%.
There you go.
100%.
But look, Andrew Bogut's returning to Australia. The good thing is they expect he'll be right for the start of next season. It is a straightforward break. There's no need for surgery, and he's going to come home to Melbourne in Australia and recuperate here. So we do wish Andrew Bogut all the best, and we hope he gets back bigger and better next season.
So from Cleveland, we go to San Antonio, and Patty Mills just continues his sweet form this season.
Patty.
He's your boy.
Oh, Patty Mills, how good was he the other day? Big double-double from Patty. But what was more impressive is the way he went about it. He had a hand. First and foremost, they overcame a 20-point first-quarter deficit, the Spurs. They really got into a hole. It was Patty Mills that got them out.
But who were they doing it against, though? You got to remember who they were doing it against.
The Kings.
Exactly.
The Kings, and they're in a hole. And anyway, they came back, and it was Patty Mills. He had a hand in 20 straight Spurs points. Now, you tell me the last time an Australian had a hand in that many consecutive points in the NBA. And that's just a phenomenal effort. And if you get a chance, have a look at the highlights. Pop, lets Patty know all about it and how happy he was with his performance as well. It was just spectacular to see Pop do that to Patty.
So maybe it was still early of me to say that Cleveland have already locked it in when we still got Patty on the Spurs. I've just automatically, in my mind, I'm so conditioned through the media demo, through all this basketball talk throughout the season, I'm so conditioned that we're going to have a third straight Cavaliers and Warriors final. That still remains to be seen. The Spurs could upset the Warriors at some stage, or the Spurs, or the Warriors could lose to someone else throughout the playoffs. But at this stage, it looks relatively unlikely. But you know, I probably spoke a little too soon, Damo, and in writing off the Spurs.
Now that we start talking about the Spurs and Patty Mills and the talent they've got, you know, the Spurs are the ones that are going to challenge the Warriors.
They're going to put egg on my face. No, I'm going to have a lot of egg on my face at the end of the finals, I think.
That'll
be good. I'm happy to. If they end up winning, I'm happy to have egg on my face.
Look, either way, an Aussie's going to be on a winning team.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, that's it.
So let's move. Go on.
No. So I was going to say, so I think it's time to move on.
Oh, perfect. And we're going to talk some NBL. The NBL grand finalists. Surprise, surprise. I don't know if you saw this, Damo, but a team that kind of came from the clouds in the Perth Wildcats came and snatched up the NBL championship. I'm being facetious, of course. It's their eighth NBA championship, NBL. It did it again. What's wrong with me? I wonder how much I've done. I should go back and listen to all these podcasts that we've done and see how many times I've accidentally said NBA instead of NBL. They did win the NBL championship again. There's no surprise whatsoever. But the man that kind of did it for him, mate, Bryce Cotton.
How good is he? Happened, didn't he? He happened. And quite frankly, they were down and out, the Perth Wildcats. They weren't going to make the NBL finals. And Bryce Cotton comes along. All of a sudden, we see the Perth Wildcats of old. They make the finals, make the grand final, and they sweep the Illawarra Hawks. And in that game three, the Hawks threw absolutely everything at the Wildcats and led for a good majority of the game. But Bryce Cotton, an amazing offensive display. He was just sensational. Let's just talk about his line for a second. 45 points, 12 of 17 from the field, 5 of 5 in two-point range, 7 of 12 from downtown, 14 of 15 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, an amazing performance.
Dude will be playing Summer League this year for sure, and he'll be putting on his talents, and I reckon there'll be an NBA team to claim him come next season. We've seen the likes of Jordan McRae go on to do bigger and better things, James Ennis go on and do bigger and better things, so I think Bryce Cotton is going to be the next one in line to secure himself an NBA deal after this performance.
Well, he's certainly done his chances no harm, and Perth's obviously had a great history with unearthing an import that's gone on to the NBA. So Bryce Cotton, he was just simply sensational, and it wouldn't surprise me if he was able to take that path.
Another guy that plays for Perth that I'd like to see have an opportunity as well is Casey Prather. He was one of my favourite players in college when he played for Florida, so fingers crossed that he can make his way over and have a bit of an impact in the NBA as well. But again, this is why Summer League is so fun for us, because we do see these guys who come to Australia as imports, then go and have a second crack at the NBA, play in Summer League, and hopefully impress a lot of clubs enough to end up getting a contract. So make sure everyone got to watch Summer League.
Yeah, definitely. But look, a big shout-out to Rodney Clark. You know, we've spoken a lot about him over the years too in the NBL. He's returned this season with the Hawks. He had 30 points in that Game 3 and did just about everything he possibly could have to get him over the line. So he had a great, great performance. But really, kudos to Perth. It's amazing what they do. They've got some of the best crowds in the league, the best organisation off the court as well, and they've just delivered another championship. They're like a machine.
4 in the last 7 years, Damo.
It's a sensational effort, and for the women, their counterparts, the Perth Lynx, unfortunately, they've just missed out.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, they were in the semi-finals. They were in the semi-finals against the Dandenong Rangers, and in Game 2, it was Sammy Whitcomb that put on a Bryce Cotton-like performance. She had a 40-point game of her own and was absolutely on fire to force a Game number 3, which I had the pleasure of calling, and it was the JK Dandenong Rangers that came away with a win at home to make the grand final, and it's going to be the first grand final that Coach Larissa Anderson has ever played in or been part of. Obviously, she's a coach this time, but as a player, she never played in a WNBL grand final, and it's her first one as a coach in her second season. And they're going to be taking on the Sydney Uni Flames, who got it done in straight sets against the Townsville Fire, who obviously have been absolutely powering over the last 4 or 5 years under Susie Batkovich, who has also been named as the MVP of the league again for a record 5th time.
Rightly so as well. They had to give her something considering the fact that she missed out on the Opals squad earlier this year. Or last
right.
year.
Oh, look, that's exactly right. And they were coming off two straight championships, a couple of MVP years for Susie Bakovic, and she's sandwiched in an omission from the Opals team with back-to-back MVP seasons.
That still blows my mind. I don't know. It was stupid at the time. It's even stupider looking back now.
Oh, look, it is. It is. And I'm not going to rehash old ground. It's just amazing and staggering that she wasn't there. But what a career, Susie Bakovic. And what she's done for the Townsville Fire as well has been nothing short of sensational. So she was in the All-Star 5 alongside her. She just pipped Sammy Whitcomb for the MVP, obviously, of Perth Lynx, who's had broken all kinds of scoring records with it, the biggest scoring season on WNBL record. So she now holds the record there. She's been recruited by the Seattle Storm in the WNBL. It's just a great story. And joining Bakovic and Whitcomb in the All-Star 5 was Leilani Mitchell of the Sydney Uni Flames, who are in the grand final. Asia Taylor as well. And Mariana Tolo of the Canberra Capitals. So University of Canberra Capitals. So what an outstanding lineup. And, you know, the grand final game one this Saturday in Sydney, Sydney Uni Flames. I actually called it last week, Chris. I actually got something right. I said it'd be Sydney Dandenong final, and that's what it's going to be. And I'm going to predict that one's going to go to three games. And I'm predicting Dandenong will get that one in three.
Well, we're looking forward to you saying that you were right again next week on next week's pod. But in the meantime, we can find all your stuff at pickandroll.com.au. Make sure you hit up all the Pick and Roll social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter, as well as their individual accounts. And like we mentioned earlier on in the podcast, keep an eye out for both the podcasts that we've already done with the men's and women's preview or wrap up of conference of championship week. And then next week on Monday and Tuesday, we'll be having a podcast on the men and women's side once Selection Sunday happens. So make sure you do stay tuned for those. But Damo, thank you as always, and I'll chat to you on Monday.
We certainly will. Looking forward to seeing the brackets, mate, and we'll be able to get our brackets in and pick our winners.
And we'll make sure to get everyone to join the same bracket competition as well. We'll put out details on where we're doing that so you can join our league and take on me and Damo and see how you compare. And in the end, if you do better than us, then it doesn't really mean anything, to be honest.
You know what? We'll give someone a shout out on this pod.
We'll absolutely give you a shout out. Whoever wins, done.
If it's me, I'll shout myself. But look, if whoever wins or best behind us, Chris, we'll give them a shout out.
Perfect. Sounds good, mate. I'll chat to you on Monday.
Will do.